This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The head of UN's nuclear watchdog says that Iran pledged to restore cameras and other monitoring equipment at its nuclear sites. The International Atomic Energy Agency Director General Rafael Mariano Grossi said Saturday that Iran also agreed to boost inspections at a facility where particles of uranium enriched to near weapons grade were recently detected. He says he is satisfied with the agreements made during his visit.
What we have agreed is on a number of concrete actions like accesses that we are going to have to information and places.
Grossi also visited Tehran days after his Vienna-based agency reported that uranium particles enriched up to 83.7%. That's just short of weapons grade, and we're at an underground nuclear site in Iran. North Korea's foreign ministry on Sunday called on the United Nations to demand an immediate halt to combined military drills by the United States and South Korea. VOA's Marissa Melton has more details.
North Korea said on Sunday that the United States-South Korea military drills are raising tensions that threaten to spiral out of control. The United States and South Korea said Friday they will conduct more than 10 days of large-scale military exercises this month. The United States and South Korea say the exercises are in self-defense and are necessary to counter the rising threats from North Korea's ballistic missile and nuclear weapons programs, which are banned by the United Nations Security Council resolutions. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
The Biden administration is close to tightening rules on some overseas investments.